The Nigerian government says it has closed its land border with Benin with immediate effect. The closure comes amid accusations of a rising cross-border crime by the Nigerian government, but there are other suggestions that Nigeria's motives are economic related. Human trafficking and smuggling are on the rise, says the government of Nigeria, which has closed its border with Benin as a result. The announcement came Saturday, and the border was closed with immediate effect. The leaders of Nigeria and Benin met 1 month ago to discuss tackling cross-border crime, but Nigeria's announcement said no progress has been made. The Nigerian government has said it will reopen the border when it is satisfied that Benin has taken adequate measures to stop cross-border crime. Nigeria says weapons are being smuggled into the country across its border with Benin and that young women are smuggled out to work as prostitutes in Europe. Although the government states that curbing crime is their motivation for closing the border, other African experts suspect that the motivating factors may be economic. After a period of economic deregulation, the Nigerian government has introduced some protectionist measures of late, including the banning of some imported products. Traders are using Benin's port at Cotonou to defy the bans on goods that range from imported beer, sugar, and school exercise books. Cotonou is just over the border from Nigeria and its sprawling commercial center of Lagos. But the smuggling is not one way. Oil-rich Nigeria has the cheapest gasoline in the region, and there is a thriving trade in smuggling fuel out of the country into the rest of West Africa through the border with Benin. Nigeria is a member of regional body ECOWAS. Fundamental to the ECOWAS principles is that of free trade between member states. The closure of Nigeria's border with Benin appears to fly in the face of this regional pact. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Abidjan.